Sharon is going to come to read to us now from Matthew chapter 7.
Reading from 15 to 23, the tree and its fruit. Be on your guard against false prophets. They come to you looking like sheep on the outside, but on the inside they are really like wild wolves. You will know them by what they do. Thorn bushes do not bear grapes, and briars do not bear figs. A healthy tree bears good fruit, but a poor tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a poor tree cannot bear good fruit. And any tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will know the false prophets by what they do. Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do what my Father in heaven wants them to do. When judgment day comes, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, in your name we spoke God's message, by your name we drove out many demons and performed many miracles. Then I will say to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you wicked people. This is the word of the Lord.
You know, there's this ancient story about a wolf that was rather hungry. It tried really hard to catch a sheep, but couldn't because the shepherd was so good. Then one day, the wolf found a sheepskin. He put it on over his own coat and strolled down amongst the sheep. The lamb that belonged to that sheep, whose skin the wolf was wearing, began to follow the wolf in sheep's clothing. So leading the lamb away from the others, the wolf soon had his dinner. For some time he carried on tricking the other sheep, and lots more became his dinner. That story is one of Aesop's fables and belongs to a whole collection of stories which have a moral point to them. The point is, to this one, is that appearances can be deceptive. The wolf looked like a sheep to the sheep. He smelt like a sheep to the lambs. But his behaviour was anything other than sheep-like. Aesop lived about 600 years BC. That's older than me. And Jesus may have been aware of some of those stories that are attributed to Aesop. Now, whether or not Jesus did know the story about the wolf putting on a sheepskin in order to trick the sheep, Jesus used a very, very similar picture in the passage that we've just heard read to us. Jesus is warning his followers not to be tricked by people who seem to be talking a really good talk, but who are not actually, as they say, walking the walk. Listen to his words again. Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. You can identify them by their fruit, that is, by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Yes, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. Jesus was warning his followers about people who seem to be giving a good message, behaving like good Christians, people that seem to be really good leaders and had it all sorted out in their lives. But that was just talk. And what was going on in private, what was going on at home, what was going on behind closed doors, what was going on when other people weren't watching, was far from the kind of behaviour that Jesus was wanting his followers to have. And the message that Jesus was giving 2,000 years ago, sitting on a hillside, talking to all those people, is a message that's good for us today. You know, sometimes people can seem like they're really, really good leaders. When you see them at your activities at church, when you see your teachers at school, when you walk around and you see these people, you think, wow, I want to be just like them. They're great. That's who I want to be like when I grow up. But when we scratch beneath the surface, when we take off the fancy costumes, when we look at their actions that go along with their words, sometimes we see that what's below the costume, below the masks, is very different from the public image that's being talked out. And that's not just about leaders, that's the same for each one of us. You can look around this room today, you can look around your homes, you can look around your classrooms when you're at school, or your workplaces, and you can see people, I'm sure, that say one thing and then do something else. And Jesus is saying, watch out for that. Jesus is saying to each one of us, when you live your lives, what you say must match up with what you do. And that's a really, really important thing to try and remember. Jesus used another picture, didn't he? Not just about wolf. What was the other picture Jesus talked about in this little passage? Yeah, he did talk about sheep. Yeah, wolf and sheep. What was the other things he talked about? The wolf, yeah. Wolf and sheep. And then something else. Fruit. Yeah, thank you. Good fruit, bad fruit. We're not trees, are we? So what is Jesus talking about when he's saying trees produce two types of fruit, this good fruit and this bad fruit? What's that all about? Well, the fruit is kind of the results of what we do. It's our actions. And Jesus is saying there's good fruit and there is bad fruit. Okay? And what Jesus is saying is that if we're good inside, if we're good with how we're trying to live our lives, if we're good with the way that we're saying things, then the way that other people see us, the things that we do for other people, will be like good fruit. And other people will see what we're doing, and that's good. But if we're not quite matching up to those things, then the kind of what people see isn't so good. And that's like bad fruit. And you can't eat bad fruit. It's not very good. And so what Jesus is saying here, again, is about living up to what we say we believe in. And that's really, really important. It's no good being able to go through our lives quoting the Bible, coming to church on a Sunday morning, going to GB or BB or Ozone or all the other youth activities or seniors activities or whatever it is that we go to week by week, if that's only show and what's going on underneath in our hearts isn't what God wants. It's no good looking really good on the outside if inside we're not taking on board what God is asking us to do. You see, being a Christian, deciding to follow Jesus, isn't something that we do just on a Sunday or a Thursday or a Tuesday or a Friday, our various activities that we go to. It's something that God wants us to be 24/7, every day of our life, every minute of our lives. God wants us to be committed to him and living our lives for him. And that's what this passage is talking about. Living our lives totally given over to Jesus and what Jesus wants to do in our lives. And that is an incredibly tough challenge. But one that I believe is worth trying to live up to. So I want you to look out for strange looking sheep. And then look a little bit closer and watch their actions and work out if they're really sheep or if they're wolves in disguise.